Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week on the final edition, we've got stuff about Labor Day, because that's right around when we recorded a lot of this. We also recorded it right after the birthday of Los Angeles, or one of several times you could say LA started. In this case, when it was founded as a humble pueblo on September 4th, 1781. The founders consisted of four soldiers and a mix of Spaniards, Africans, and Native Americans. Back then, the city was dubbed El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora de Reina de Los Angeles, which is Spanish for the Angels. No, it's Spanish for the Town of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels. So, like, why do we complain about Scientologists out here? We were already named like a cult when we started. A few other hot topics this week. Does Alex Jones actually exist or not? Well, if you never open the box and check if he is, both can be true at the same time. We also look at genetic tests and new Batman movies and the fact that everyone who takes a genetic test always turns out to be 2% Batman. That guy. What is this? Oh, this is the final edition Radio Hour.
You ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas. Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee.
Man on the street!
The 32nd annual Burning Man Festival just rounded up with over 70,000 people attending. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh, sure. But I set a guy on fire and it's a felony.
Is Stan Lee going to be talking at Burning Man?
Come do drugs with me in the orgy tent. It's me, Stan Lee.
I just want to talk about Bernie Sanders. He was cheated by Hillary.
Uh-oh, we've got one of these burning bros.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've been to Burning Man. It was a great way for my kids to try acid for the first time.
I would like to invite you all next year, 2019. To the Burning Non-Gender Specific Being Festival.
I couldn't make it to Burning Man because I was at the Boy Scout Jamboree.
I couldn't make it to Burning Man because I was at Flaming Man.
Do you guys have your own, like, playa names? You know how you get, like, cool nicknames for being out there? Like, I'm Sunflower Jew.
My playa name is Lemon Zest.
My playa name is Mr. Lank.
The final edition presents Great Moments in Labor History.
March 17, 1887. As a St. Patrick's Day prank, Irish coal miner Sean O'Flynn urinates in a Pinkerton agent's shoes. 48 people die.
Oh, you can't stare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't stare me. I'm sticking to the union.
Howdy and yeehaw! I'm Alex Jones, and welcome to InfoWars. Big news. Itty-bitty, teeny-weeny Marco Rubio told me today that I don't exist while I was trying to move into the White House this morning. Now, I don't know just how stupid Marco thinks I am, but let me tell you all something. Since I sleep with my eyes open because of vile reptilian sycophants like him, this has got me sweating harder than a fresh bottle from our sponsor, Mountain Dew. Do the do or die. Where was I? All right, irreproofable feud that I exist. I clearly exist. Here to prove that I, in fact, am a real person is my great-grandmother, Lydia Jones. Grandma, speaking to the mic now.
What's that?
Speaking to the mic.
Hello? I saw a family of flamingos at the zoo last weekend with my husband, Clark. And then we saw a film about elephants and how they love the water.
That's nice, Grandma Lydia. Now, please tell the folks watching that I am indeed a person who exists. That I'm your great-grandson.
I don't know you, sir. I need my husband. Clark?
Clark died in 83, Grandma. It's me, your little Alex Abs of Steel Jones.
I'm sorry, but I really don't know you. I don't think I even have a grandson, let alone a great-grandson.
Alex, I think we're done here.
Dad, give her a few more minutes.
I'm sorry, son. This just isn't working.
Dad, you libtard idiot, don't you dare try to shut me down. I will keep that lady here all day if I have to. All right, I'm sorry about that. I'm here with further proof that I exist, with my lawyer on the phone. Name redacted.
I prefer withheld.
Can you confirm, sir or madam or snake person, that I exist?
Well, since existence is physical in nature, I feel that I cannot answer this question as people can impersonate others well. I don't know for sure if you indeed do exist. I can neither confirm nor deny that I even am speaking on the phone right now.
Hello? Hello? I swear to Jehovah and his cousins, I will kill my neighbor's pets just to show you that I'm, like, so angry. This anger makes me so riled up, almost like I got a fresh burst of energy from a Mountain Dew. Now with 4 times the caffeine as a cup of liberal coffee. Thanks a lot for your weak beans, Portland. Mmm, refreshing. Now time to get teensy-weensy Margot Rubio on the phone. Come on.
You have reached the offices of Margot Rubio. Let us know how we can help you and what best way to reach back to you, and we will at our earliest convenience. Fuck you all. Florida forever. God bless.
Rubio, you swine! Come out and face me! Get out here, Sam! This is our producer, Sam. Tell him you won't be silenced, Sam!
I won't be silenced.
Amen! Now tell these people that I, in fact, do exist!
Well, I would, Alex, but...
What's with the hesitation?
Well, when the show went to trial, you established that Alex Jones was a character and that you weren't actually Alex Jones. So, I don't know if you do exist.
All right, shut up.
No, you said I will not be silenced.
A taste of my own medicine, huh? That does not compute.
We've been deplatformed everywhere, Alex. We're in an alley right now behind a donut shop in Chino Hills, California. We only have a few more minutes in this space until the street youths who live here start stealing our equipment.
It's us, Widow Baby Isaac and his band of street youths. Your time's up.
Remember, America, you need me. You need me. You need me.
The final edition presents Great Moments in Labor History.
October 7, 1871. On the eve of the Great Chicago Fire, laundress Elsie McGuire proudly enjoys the first ever cigarette break.
Oh, you can't stare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't stare me. I'm sticking to...
Have you ever wondered where your ancestors came from? What exotic cultures lurk in the history of your blood?
I found out my family is mostly from France, which I knew, but...
My father is from Argentina, but it turns out my grandmother actually emigrated from Europe, and...
I'm mostly Nigerian, but guess what else I found out? I'm actually 2% Jewish!
That's right. 23andMe is offering a special service, 23andJew. Helping you discover all of the Jews hiding in your personal history.
It's like, I guess she just lied and said she wasn't Jewish and we never knew. Isn't that so crazy?
So like sometime in the 1930s or something, I guess, my grandfather just changed the family name and converted. So weird.
Like I knew about my white great-grandmother, but I never knew she was also a Jew. That's so nuts!
No, actually, so none of this is really surprising. Being good at hiding is like the only reason Jews still exist at all. And frankly, we would really appreciate it if you could just like keep the whole being a Jew thing quiet right now. It doesn't really seem like a great time to be more visible, you know?
So find out what family secrets are hidden in the attic of your DNA. 23andJew, finding the little Anne Frank hiding in all of us.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, we are all executives here at Warner Brothers, and every year we turn out film after disappointing superhero film, whether it be animated or with some new actor playing Batman. And every time we do, we still make money.
Ma'am, we know that. We're all executives, like you just said.
Yeah, I was the line producer on the 1997 film Chasing Amy.
Just as I was Reese Witherspoon's foot double producer in the 2004 smash hit Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
And I once watched half of Alien, but turned it off so I wouldn't have nightmares. The point is, can you get to the reason you brought us all in here?
Right, great. Also, I prefer sir. The point is, we make millions a year from Batman movies specifically, and they don't even have to be good at all.
Batman versus Superman.
Suicide Squad. Justice League.
Everyone has a comedic cold. And that is because Zack Snyder makes the first draft scripts into movies.
Oh, yeah, that makes Wonder Woman look good.
But we are now looking to cash in on the Batman name and create more Dark Knight franchises, which is why I brought in one of the best writers in Hollywood, this guy. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, I'm a writer, so my name really doesn't matter.
I like him already.
So let's hear some of your ideas, kid.
Great. So my first one is called Catman. It's about a guy who dresses up like a cat and fights crime.
Seems a little bit too close to Batman. What else have you got?
Sure, no problem. Then we have Ratman. It's a vigilante who dresses up like a rat.
Let me just stop you right there. Do you have anything that's not animal-based?
Sure. So I guess Natman and Bobcat Man are out.
Yeah. Yes, please, no.
Okay, well, I have a bunch, so I'm just going to run through them real fast and just stop me if you like any.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
All right, please do. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here they are. Fat Man, Brat Man, Tat Man, Flat Man, which also could be Splat Man, Vat Man, Scat Man, Sat Man, he's good at standardized testing, Dat Man, Dat Fan, Acrobat Man, Chit Chat Man, Doormat Man, he lets the bad guys walk all over him, Low Fat Bran, Rabid Fan, Bureaucrat Man, Katmandu Man, Aristocrat Man, Aristocat Man.
Again, the animals.
Sorry, forgot. How about these other ones? Diplomat Slam, Thermostat Scan, Democrat Tan, Butterfat Pan, Candied Yams, Duran Duran, Coupe de Tat Man, Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am Man. Any?
I prefer sir.
Is that all?
And I think it's coup d'etat.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I spent like 10 minutes putting them all together. None of them work?
Not really, no.
Well, you know, thank you so much for coming in, and we're really sorry to waste your time.
Thanks for having me, I guess. I got some other ideas.
Yeah,
can
bye.
I? Okay.
Well, okay, I think it is all agreed that we will just take all of his ideas and say that they were ours so we don't have to pay that writer.
Agreed!
Coming soon, from the studio that brought you the Dark Knight trilogy and those other DC movies that were boring, comes a new superhero team-up. Fat Man, Brat Man, Tat Man, Flat Man, Splat Man, Vat Man, Scat Man, Dat Man, Dat Fan, Acrobat Man, Chit Chat Man, Doormat Man, Low Fat Bran, Rabid Fan, Kathmandu Man, Aristocrat Man, Aristocat Man, Diplomat Slam, Thermostat Scan, Democrat Tan, Butterfat Pan, Candied Yams, Duran Duran, Coup de Tot Man, and Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am Man. The biggest team newly created together at last. It's going to be terrible, but we know you'll see it anyway. Directed by Zack Snyder with additional Too Little, Too Late scenes by Joss Whedon.
The final edition presents Great Moments in Labor History.
August 2, 1906. The Supreme Court case, Armour & Company v. Food and Drug Administration, establishes the acceptable level of human hand that can be put into a hot dog. The court's ruling of 60% hand holds until 2007.
I'm
Hi, I'm just buying this gum. It's 75 cents with taxes, 81 cents. Here's exactly 81 cents.
That'll be 81 cents.
Here's exactly 81 cents.
What's your phone number?
Why do you need my phone number? It's a pack of gum.
We taxed a receipt.
I don't need a receipt.
It's a rewards program.
I'm not in the rewards program.
Would you like to be in the rewards program?
No, I live 9 towns over. I'll never be back to this store.
Sorry, I can't take your money without your phone number.
Why?
How badly do you want the gum?
I want it very badly.
Phone number?
555-555-5555.
And your social security number and sexual orientation?
Why do you need... My social security number is 555-555-5555. And I'm turned on by sneezing. It's a real thing. Look it up.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Jesus, this place. Is that smoke?
Hi, your candy aisle is on fire and someone's being eaten by a bear. You need to evacuate the store.
No problem. If you were a muffin, what kind of muffin would you be?
Why do you need to know that?
Statistical purposes.
Corn?
Oh my god! Why doesn't the bear run from the fire?
2 years later.
Hello?
I'm that lady who sold you that gum that one time. I'm outside your house again.
Stop calling me! We now interrupt this episode of the final edition to bring you this breaking news story. A golden labradoodle puppy armed with an AK-47 at a mall in Duluth today was just, where's...
Barry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't finish my sketch this week.
Oh, well, that's not like you at all, Sam. You're one of the most responsible, gorgeous, borderline alcoholic, and did I mention hilarious writers on the show? Is something wrong?
Yeah. You see, it's just that I
Your period?
No.
All this Me Too stuff?
No.
You're still upset Ryan Gosling had Eva Mendez's baby instead of yours?
Well, yes, but. No.
What's wrong then?
You see, I broke up with my boyfriend 2 days ago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I can't focus. Like, there's just so many feelings, you know?
Sam, you're great. You can do better.
Yeah, you're a beautiful, smart, and really funny for a woman girl.
Yeah, you deserve someone who really appreciates you. That's a thing I'm supposed to say, right?
Yeah, you know, you guys are right. Breakups, like, they're so hard, though, you know?
Yeah, we all definitely know. We all have had many boyfriends and many breakups.
Yeah. Anyway, Sam, if you didn't actually write a sketch this week, can we just, like, move the show along?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, after you've been giving a lot in a relationship and then it's over and you just need to take, like, some me time, you know?
Of course.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so, you know, instead of writing a sketch this week, I just thought, that's what I would do. You know, I would just take some me time.
Okay, then.
Do it, girl.
So you meant this time right now, this time on the air, is your me time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just really need some me air time right now, you know? Everyone's listening. You know, I feel a lot better. I do.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. We hope so. But can we, like, move the show along now, Sam, please?
Yeah. You know what? Let's move on, guys. Let's all move on. Let's just act like the whole sketch never happened. Like, the last 6 months of this sketch, just they meant nothing. Right? Let's move on.
Yeah, she's drunk, right? Who's driving her home?
I don't know. We now return to this episode of the final edition.
A million feet is round me, yet I would like to know why I picked a lemon in the garden of love where they say only peaches grow.
I'm Ben Kirshner from the Final Edition with a birthday card for Los Angeles. Tuesday, September 4th was the anniversary of the founding of Los Angeles, when a group of missionaries and conquistadors first came to this area, equipped with only the shirts on their back, an unshakable faith that their beliefs were worth killing for, and 48x10 full-color glossies in the trunk of their car. And now, 237 years later, that same zealotry and unbridled optimism continue to define our fair city, although thankfully we have managed to purge most of the Catholicism. Yes, happy birthday, Los Angeles. While age has given you distinction, the constant plastic surgery of gentrification will ensure that you continue to play 180-somethings for decades to come. One needs only look to the stirring words of Raymond Chandler, Charles Bukowski, or the Red Hot Chili Peppers to get a sense of the majesty and wonder, the seedy underbelly and sparkling surface of Los Angeles. The spirit of this metropole resonates all across the city limits, from the wildly fluctuating rents and bar closing times of the valley, to the many well-reviewed restaurants in Culver City that you say you're going to check out next time you get called into the Sony lot. From the fixed-gear bikes of Silver Lake to the abandoned bird scooter graveyard of Venice Beach. From the urine-soaked streets of Hollywood Boulevard to the urine-soaked streets of Santa Monica Boulevard. Yes, whatever neighborhood, business district, or whatever Malibu is you're in, there's no place on Earth quite like Los Angeles. Except maybe San Diego and possibly Newark. Every day, thousands of bright-eyed ingenues flock to the city with hopes to make it in what we lovingly refer to as the biz. And those who aren't found murdered in Sunset Strip alleys can begin the long, brutal process of chasing their dreams, continuing to feed the Hollywood machine's desperate need for PAs, extras, and personal assistants, while offering the slim promise of fame and/or fortune, whichever comes first. We are a city of immigrants and outcasts, the bottom of the hill that every other town's weirdos and outsiders rolled down. These American refugees clog our freeways, skyrocket our rent, and ruin our best coffee shops. But we wouldn't have it any other way. Yes, the character of our city is one of hope, of optimism, of an unreasonable belief in the concept, why not me? So no matter how bad traffic gets on the 101, no matter how many Midwestern tourists vomit on your shoes outside the Ripley's Museum, no matter how many times the Armenian Mafia cuts off your head and leaves it in a bag in the Hollywood Hills, remember that it is a privilege and an honor to be a resident of the City of Angels. For as Randy Newman sang in his best-known song, Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain.
So that show was written by Ben Kirshner, Gil Barron, Ari Stidham, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he's new, Sam Gerwitz, Keith Saltajanes, and Barry Lank. It was performed by all those people, plus Chase O'Donnell, Savannah Brown, Mike Bisaw, and Jessica Park. A lot of music, as always, comes from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech, plus a little bit just now from Randy Newman, whom I'm counting on not knowing we exist. I think we're all safe on that. The show was created by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, technical help from the Mighty Mighty Kurt Carlson and the Mighty Mighty Kurt Carlson Dancers. The engineer and executive producer is Barry Lank, and the Earth and all its inhabitants was created by Seth MacFarlane. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.